Well, we are getting reports of a number of different sinkholes, primarily in Hillsboro and Polk counties.
We, of course, know about the one on I-4, and there's a lot of roads that are being closed, presumably because of sinkholes. Some people have said that it's maybe because of pumping the aquifer really quickly because of the freeze. Farmers are trying to protect their crops. What does that have to do with sinkholes?
Well, sinkholes are really a part of life here in Florida, and they're constantly forming in the limestone underneath us. And they can be caused by a variety of different things. Hard rain events after a drought can cause sinkholes. Drops in aquifer levels can cause sinkholes. Weight and vibrations on the land surface can cause sinkholes. So, we've seen some rather large drops in water levels as a result of agricultural pumping. So that certainly could be a factor in the development of these sinkholes.
Recently, the water restrictions have been eased a little bit, especially in the Hillsboro, Pinellas, Pasco area. Because of the sinkholes, because of this excess water usage, is this something that the Southwest Florida Water Management District Board might look at reversing some of that and going back to stricter water restrictions?
I haven't heard any discussion of a change in water restrictions. And, if you your water is supplied by your local city or county, in the Tampa Bay water system, there's plenty of water right now in storage in the reservoir to meet the needs. Right now we're just seeing, a limited impact in the Plant City, Dover area, and it's affecting those with private wells. We're certainly encouraging any residents that are having issues with a dry well to contact us at 813-985-7481, and we've got a team of about 25 people that are working to take those calls and process them as quickly as possible.